Okay, good morning. We're up to the last, the seventh thing that you need to have in someone in order to trust them. Okay, this last one, it's big stuff. This person, beyond just a loving person, like we said in the first one, this person has to have a deep, deep desire to do good and to give. And that desire never ends, whether he owes it to the person or he doesn't owe it to the person. It has to be inside, just this deep desire to do good and chesed. And the truth is, with Hashem, is that's why we have so many mitzvahs, right? We have 613, don't complain, I have 613 things I have to do. Reframe your thought a little bit, all right? The last Mishnah says, why do we have so many mitzvahs? The last Mishnah in Ovid says, Ratzah Hashem lezakeis es Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us merits. Give us the ability to stock up on our spiritual bank. Levikach harbi lahem tarah mitzvahs. Therefore, he gave us so many, 613 mitzvahs. Different ways to add money into our spiritual bank. And that spiritual bank helps us get us things that we want. And all these 613 mitzvahs, there's specifically two types that you really think, why does Hashem have to give me that type? One is the ones that seem like meaningless, like, you know, how you're supposed to tie your shoes, right? That could be either be viewed as like, are you kidding me? Really? Like, that's what I have to do also? Or it could be something so simple, it's another way for me to put a quarter in my spiritual pushka. And a second mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu technically didn't have to give us, but he just wanted us to be able to get a lot of merits and get things that we want. It's like, don't kill, right? Don't steal, don't kidnap, right? These are like, you know, arguably like, natural things that you feel like you shouldn't do. Like, why do you have to be a commandment? Very simple, because every time you don't do it, you get a mitzvah. Both of you didn't need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to grow. Hashem also, very shockingly, the Yiddishkeit, the Messiah Hashem writes, "Loy nivra ella lis anegal Hashem," that we're only here to enjoy with Hashem. No other religion, like their goal is, ever do you find the word enjoy? All right, if you look at like the Buddhists, right, or the monks or the priests, right, in Christianity, I don't know if they get married, but they don't. They're not supposed to sleep with each other. They do celibacy. The Muslims, they don't drink alcohol. Right, they have a forbidden to drink alcohol, but yet, well, let's go back to that one. We have a big mitzvah in them. We don't drink alcohol, the Muslims say, but what do we do? We take a kiddush cup, or we make kiddush with it. A lot of physical actions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be able to use that as a mitzvah, in order so that we can gain. So many different, that's why Shabbos is a beautiful thing, because you combine spiritual with physical pleasure. And all these different ways to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to us, just because he wants to do good. He wants to do chesed. Olam chesed yibaneh. This type of person, you could trust him. A bal bitachon has a win-win. No matter how his life plays out, he's on the winning side. Because he wants something. Either he's going to get what he wants, because he trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to let him down. Or he falls back on his emunah. He says, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. Right? And this thing that I thought would make me happy or would make me money is really not going to bring me that pleasure or that enjoyment that I thought. So it's a win-win situation of Bobby Tuffin. It's really worth it, guys, for you guys to think of that, about that a little bit. A Bobby Tuffin has a win-win situation. Either you get what you want or you fall back and like everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. There's no loss. There's nothing lacking. The truth is, because nothing really else will make us happy, as the Messias Hashem writes, L'sa'anig al Hashem, then our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then our connection with that trusting person. And how do I know this? It's because if you look at people who are in extreme circumstances, whether it's the hostages or in extreme poverty, a lot of them, if they don't let anger and jealousy and hatred cloud their judgment, what do? They fall back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because like, it's a beautiful song, in The Greatest Showman, Hugh Jackman sings a song, it's called From Now On. And there's a lyric in there, and I'll try to sing it. I don't know if I know the exact words, but it goes, "And from the rubble, what remains can only be what's true. If all was lost, there's more I gained, because it brought me back to you." When everything falls, and everything's broken, and everything's empty, and you got nothing, The only thing that remains, and what remains, our neshama remains. That craving that it has, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what's true. Because our neshama knows what it tastes like. So everything that you chase after in life, that you have taivas for, and you think it's going to make you happy, your neshama knows what the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu tastes like. And it knows that ultimate pleasure that it had before. And it just wants to connect to that person. And that person, our God, our boss, wants to just give to us. Give to us and give to us. As the Chovas Lovas writes, Lemisha Royalai, Ulemisha Ena Royalai. Even if you're worthy of it, or you're not worthy of it. We work for a good guy. We work for a good boss. May we be zeichet to connect with him and grow in our bitachon and our happiness.